the past year has been like no other year we've ever had and no other year that we will see in the future. We, yes, a tremendous amount of money was donated through this chapter for the National Fund, and it went on to the National Fund. So what we have seen over the past year is, first off, 14 volunteers were sent, some of them two and three times, to the National, to Ground Zero area. So we were kept busy with that. Mainly what we were kept busy for a good 2 to 3 months was answering our phones. People were concerned, very, very concerned, scared, frightened. They wanted to reach out. They wanted to connect. This past year has been, what we have seen is a renewed interest in disaster planning and preparation and what people do to prevent and in the case of anything. We have seen just an overall upgrade of our work period because the Red Cross is just much more of a name. So we receive probably twice as many phone calls, even about CPR and first aid. We have our single-family fire response has doubled over the past year. Not that there's more fires, just people are more aware of what we do. So our workload has increased probably again, we're working with the same budget, unfortunately, same staff and everything. So we have risen to the cause. We have phenomenal volunteers. We just need to concentrate on raising a little bit more money locally, but we're a mighty chapter, and we've come through, and I'm proud of everybody in this community.
There was some bad press following September 11th with where's the money going, what are they doing with it, is it going to the families? What happened with that, and have changes been made to the Red Cross?
Yeah, Red Cross, like everybody else, took a look after things of September 11th, and changes were made. One of the things was the Red Cross, first and foremost, was going to take care of the victims. There was so much money that was donated, and in terms of basic needs and even going beyond the basic needs, it was we had to step out of the box of normal disaster response. And yes, those victims, their needs have been taken care of above and beyond what Red Cross does. And it was the biggest thing is Red Cross really never was going to do anything wrong with that money. They just never could explain it. Part of that money was going to be used to prepare the whole country, everybody, even in this community, to better be prepared and respond, because there was an excess of money. There is still money in that has been earmarked there, and National will be taking a look at it with the American public to see how they want that spent. Yes, there's been controversy. Red Cross is big. We're the best. We're there first. We're the last to leave, and we're up for criticism. We're very well known, and it's an era that people sort of like to hear the bad things rather than the good things. So we're not infallible. We make mistakes. We are good enough to step back and change that, though, and get on with it. I can only tell you, like, this chapter's been here since 1917. We'll continue to be here. And through it all, we've still done our senior services, our first aid, CPR. The Red Cross is here to stay, and it's because we take a good look and make the changes when they're necessary.
People in this area looking to give back, looking to do something. Volunteerism is up since the attacks. What can they do? What can they do it through you?
We love, and we have such a core, about 450 volunteers and everything. If you are interested in volunteering, there's a place for you at the Red Cross. It could be driving a senior route, teaching a first aid CPR class. We need office help, and of course, then the disaster work and education and outreach and prevention and talking with school children, that type of thing. We'd love to see you as a volunteer. We would also love to have your donation. And just not to ask you just for money. We want you to come in. We want to show you what we're doing. We want you to feel part of that money. You have ownership into that, and we are a very open organization. And come in, talk to us, give us a call. Our door, again, is open, and we just encourage you to get involved.